Suffolk News, Thursday, January 15th, 2015. We need police in park, says robbery victim. Gang surrounded cyclist in dark. A robbery victim has called for more police to patrol Burgess Park at night after she was pushed off her bike and surrounded by three hooded men on her way home. Dee Oliver swerved to avoid one of her attackers as he stood blocking her way under the Bridge to Nowhere in Burgess Park just after 6 p.m. on Saturday evening. He moved into her path and pushed her off her bike, and when she hit the floor, she saw two more assailants come out of the shadows. I was absolutely terrified, said the 31-year-old, who moved to the area to be close to the park. I thought they were going to pull out a knife. I was frozen on the spot. I thought this was the end, that I was going to get killed, she said. Dee screamed as loudly as she could in the pitch darkness to try to get help as she clutched her handbag to her body. The robbers then took her keys and ran off, Dee thinks, because of her screams. I didn't think that kind of stuff happened. I thought being on a bike I'd be safe, but it turns out it's really common, said Dee, who says she was told by police officers responding that incidents like this happen daily in the park after dark. She was advised to avoid the park outside of daylight hours in future. The message for me is, if it's dark, don't go in the park, said Dee. It's just not safe. When you've got your lights on, they can see you, but you can't see them. I just want people to know this kind of thing is going on, and people on bikes are not necessarily safe. Safety in the park has been a concern to Walworth and Camberwell residents for years, with a council scrutiny committee looking into continued robberies there in 2009. A lit cycle route through the park was recommended, but since then it has been argued that lighting the park at night would attract more antisocial behaviour. The police say they are following up on a number of inquiries relating to this latest robbery and are treating this incident very seriously. Officers continue to make regular patrols in the area, and the Safer Neighbourhoods team is increasing their patrols. We would also ask people to be vigilant and report any suspicious behaviour, no matter how small, said a police spokesperson. Councillor Michael Situ, Southwark's Cabinet Member for Community Safety, said, "We are saddened to hear about the attempted robbery of a cyclist in one of our parks. We've been reassured by the police that the incident is being taken very seriously, and officers continue to make regular patrols in the area." Councillor Situ disagreed with the information Dee said she was given by the officers responding to her robbery, and said an effective partnership with the police meant these incidents were actually uncommon. Also, our current cycling strategy consultation is a great way to help guide plans to make our cycling route safer across the borough, he added. If anyone has any information about this incident, you can call the police on 111 or Crime Stoppers anonymously on 0800 555 111.